Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
I'm sure a lot of you heard about this terrible, tragic drowning incident that happened off the coast of Buncrana in County Donegal. 18-year-old Matt Sabanda and 16-year-old Emmanuel Familia were playing football on Saturday on the beach when they went into the sea to retrieve the ball. I know tributes led over the weekend from the Taoiseach and locals. One of the locals, Sinn Féin councillor Jack Murray, is with me on the line today because, Jack, I can only imagine 2 days on now, there's still immense sadness in the town of Buncrana.
Yeah, the town, the community is absolutely devastated. Two young boys, two young men in our community lost their lives in the most tragic of circumstances. And I spent all day yesterday just listening to stories and tributes of these two young men. And it's just, it was so clear just how loved and respected they were in their community. One word that was used to describe them very regularly was respectful. They're clearly two young men who carried themselves with great dignity. They were loved in their school communities. I was in Cranach College yesterday where Matt was going to school, and there's a huge crowd of his school friends just absolutely numb, just weeping together, and you can just see just how missed these young men are going to be.
The innocence, you know, of just playing football beside the beach and at the seashore on a beautiful sunny day in Donegal over the weekend, and just for something so tragic to happen is dreadful.
Everything about it could have been a happy day. The sun was beating down. They were in a beautiful location at Ned's Point on the outskirts of Buncrana. Donegal had won the Ulster Championship. It was a day to celebrate.
And then
just the news that came through just devastated everybody. It was a real, just felt like a sucker punch that they could get hit like this. And it was just the innocence, a couple of lads down playing football, as we've all done. I would have kicked the ball around that place myself many days, and the ball goes in there and then after it, and you just never expect such a tragic and horrendous outcome to be visited upon us after that.
Matt Sabanda, who's 18, and Emmanuel Familia, who is 16, Jack, both living in the local IPAS centre.
Yeah, and they were living in two different IPAS centres in the town. I visited the Sailor's Rest, and I sat with Emmanuel's mother, and that's one of the most desperately sad experiences of my life. She was lying in his bed and trying to take some comfort from the smell of his bed sheets, and you could just see she was devastated. His friends and family were around there too, all just collectively weeping and mourning together. And just, God love those poor families. It's just hard to comprehend how something so terrible could happen.
How long had they been staying there, Jack, do you know?
They've been here about two years, and they're playing football in the local football club. They were attending two different schools, Skulwer and Cranach College, but they were speaking to the teachers, two fine young men, two people who are just, they were really loved, really, really popular by all accounts. And the whole thing just doesn't make sense. It's just awful.
The town gathered last night in Buncrana in the local church to show their respects and, I suppose, just try and maybe get some little small bit of comfort from being around each other. There was, I suppose, some comfort maybe, Jack, to take from that, to see the turnout that was there and, you know, and the crowds that showed up to show their respects.
And if you could take anything positive from such a horrible experience, it is that our community did itself proud. We came out in huge, huge numbers. The Ardrey in Buncrana probably holds close to 1,000 people. It was packed to capacity, and there was hundreds gathered outside. And everybody held themselves with a quiet dignity. They just come out to stand with their family, with the IPAS community in Buncrana. And they sent a real message that whatever needs to be done, they'll get the support from within our community and we will rally together behind you.
Yeah, okay. Well, local Sinn Féin councillor Jack Murray. Jack, thanks a million for joining us here today on the programme. Mark McLaughlin is with us. Mark's the secretary of Buncrana Hearts. I believe, Mark, that the boys used to play with you guys from time to time.
Yeah, Andrea, good afternoon. Unfortunately, it's sad news that we're speaking about when the loss of the life of two young men. All the boys involved, yeah, were down an integral part of the club, you know, and they were there every day with using our facilities and playing. It's just so sad news, you know, for such young men, well-respected young men, to lose their life so tragically.
At 18 and 16 years of age, I'm sure, Mark, you know, for other lads, young guys that were there playing regularly with Buncrana Hearts, that would have known Matt and Emmanuel, and it's difficult for them as well.
Oh, it's very difficult. The other two lads there, Otman was there, and young Daniel, who plays our under-14s team, he raised awareness when he realised that the other men were in difficulty, you know. So it's a very sad time for the whole club. You know, it's after the celebrations of the Ulster final one and the jubilation and the great joy that was about. To the news to filter back through that such a tragedy had happened again in Loughswell. It was terrible. Like, for lots of parents, yes, or on Saturday would have been the same. Their kids would have went off the beach with the ball, having some fun, and for this outcome, and for two young men to lose their lives like this, is just such an unbelievable tragedy.
Press officer with Loughswell, Oran Lyon Donegal, Joe Joyce is with us here too. Mark, you organised the search operation, is that right, Joe, over the weekend?
Well, the search would have been coordinated by Malinhead, the Marine Rescue Centre there on the pier. I was there on the pier, but there was a number of scenes, one at Ned's Point, one at the pier, and obviously all the stuff that was happening in the water. So it was a massive operation. There was about 60 people involved in this.
It's a huge area that we're talking about, Joe, for people that wouldn't know it.
It's a big area, but it was concentrated in quite a small area, really, from about a kilometre of water from Ned's Point to the pier in Buncrana, and then on up towards the golf course. It's a big area, yeah.
And of course, currents and water flow and tide and all of that comes into it as well.
The tide was coming in, and that does cause different reactions in different parts of the. It's a whole science there, and the way the water moves. But there's a lot of water moving there very fast,
Valume is on the line with us as well. Joe, stay with us if you don't mind for a few moments, because Valume, I believe you attended the vigil last night in memory of the two boys.
Yes, indeed, I did, and I must say, the number of people that turned out there is just a testament of how loved these boys were by the whole community, but also. You know, many thanks to the community for coming out to support. It's quite a traumatic event that took place.
You work as a community worker in integration, Valume, is that right?
Yes, I work for Donegal Intercultural Platform. And really, our job is to support people that are living in IPAS conditions throughout the 30 or more centres that are here in Donegal.
And both Matt and Emmanuel have been living in the two IPAS centres in the Buncrana area for about the past 2 years or so.
Yes, so they also came here together with their families, and they've been a part of the international protection. They're still in the international protection process, having not gotten their status yet. But this is really, caused a lot of trauma in the community. The whole community. I must say. Yes.
Yes. Have you had an opportunity or a chance, Valume, to talk to either of the boys' families at this stage?
Yes, we have been. We spent most of yesterday with the families before the vigil, and we have spoken to them, and obviously there are challenges that they will encounter, that they've spoken about, particularly in terms of resources, you know, how they would have wanted to lay their loved ones to rest in their homes, back home where they come from in Africa. But, you know, the logistics and the resources are not enough for them to do so. But, their appeal has been that perhaps if well-wishers can be able to assist them so that they can be able to respectfully lay their loved ones to rest here.
And I'm sure, Mark McLaughlin, that the local community in Buncrana will rally around everybody there, in particular the two boys' families, in the coming days.
100%, Andrea. This community is renowned for rallying around and supporting. When any tragedy like this happen, there'll be no doubt there'll be a massive wave of support now from the community. So look, anything that the football club, anything that any of the community members can do, you know, it'll be a massive drive now. If we'll speak to the families and see what they need and see how we can make this this situation anyway a bit more feasible for them, you know.
Yeah, well, Mark McLaughlin from the Buncrana Hearts and Volume and Jack Murray, thanks a million for joining us. And Joe Joyce is going to stay with me because a lot of our listeners might remember in recent days we were talking about another drowning incident that happened in Cork's River Lee. And I spoke to the Cork City Fire Brigade, Victor Shine. He was with me on the show to tell me about onlookers who were standing along the Cork's River Lee and recording the drowning incident that happened of Luke Hyde. Some people even live streamed it, and this was something that we spoke about here in Lunchtime Live recently. But one of Luke Hyde's friends, Kellyanne Payton, is with me on the programme today, because Kellyanne, the idea of people taking out a mobile phone and recording a tragic incident like this as it happens, it hugely upsetting, I know, for you as Luke's friend and obviously for Luke's family.
Oh, I have no words. It's absolutely dreadful to what went on there on the quay last Wednesday. It's not one life buoy was removed from its place to be thrown in to help him. They stood by him, recorded, even when he asked for help at his last moments. It's absolutely gut-wrenching to what went on there.
When did you and the family find out that the incident had been recorded on streamed online?
So basically, his mother decided to ring his phone once the helicopter was deployed in the air. She'd lived quite close to that area, and she rang his phone to no response, ring it again and ring it again to get an answer off a guard. And basically the guard said, it's just your son is after being in an accident. We're just looking. So she knew. She literally left the house in her bare feet and ran down the street to the quay where Luke had gone in. But it was about 15 to 20 minutes afterwards the videos went viral across all social media platforms. And, like, it was just frightening to what went up. Not one person helped. They stood by and recorded somebody asking for help in the water rather than throwing in a life buoy. And it was, as far as I know, I wasn't there myself, but it was full of people.
It must have been for the family, Kellyanne, to see that footage. I can't even begin to imagine how gut-wrenching it must have been.
I have no words when it comes to it. It's just the last few minutes of Luke's life that it was recorded and posted everywhere. It's just, and that's what really is getting to his mother today. Like, my look on it was, like, if they just even threw in a life buoy, you know, you can retrieve the life buoy from the water. You can't get a life back. You know, and this is my argument today. This is why I'm so adamant to get this Luke's Law in, like, for going forward for people. If they're in difficulty in the water, if they're in a serious road traffic collision, you know, some people are quick to take out their phones to record rather than dial 999. And this is my argument. This is why I'm so, like, adamant to get this going, because it's just horrible how you could even think to even, okay, I'll record this rather than ringing for help.
So you want it to be made a criminal offence that anybody who takes out their phone and records, you know, whether it be a drowning incident or whatever the incident is of somebody's last moments, that if they share that footage online on social media, that it would become a criminal offence, Kellyanne?
Oh, 100%, yeah. They have this law in place in another EU country, Germany, and it can be, you could be fined up to well over 1,000, and you could face up to 1 year imprisonment if you did do that in Germany. Like, it's major criminal conviction. And I just want this brought into Ireland, to see what his poor mother and his family are going through. There are no words. Like, she hasn't slept. She's sleeping in his bed. When she's laying down, she's laying down in his bed to get comfort. Like, 76 years of age, to be going through that is just torture. And knowing that people were there to help, I think even makes it worse, and they didn't. They just stood by and recorded it while that man struggled inside in the water. And I actually went down by the quayside just to see, because obviously a lot of things were going through our heads. Jesus, was it hard to get the life buoy off? Was it that, maybe? And I went down, like, to where he went into, where he drowned, like, there was a life buoy within 10 feet. Like, there's four on each side of that quay. Like, it's not rocket science. Like, I actually went to lift one, and it's just so easy to just pick it off the hook and just throw. You know, even if somebody tried, rather than, it was just everybody had phones in their hand, and I don't know. You could see, I've heard, you could see in one of the videos that he was putting up his hand looking for help. Now, I've tried every social media platform to try and get a hold of these videos. Thankfully, they are down and they are gone. But I would ask anyone, if they've received the video, to please destroy it. You know, this is somebody's son. It's somebody's brother.
It's absolutely desperate.
Somebody's friend.
And the idea of Luke's Law, as you've called it, Kellyanne, you know, that it would make it a criminal offence to share footage of events like this online. Have you had much support for this?
Yes, I've got a lot of support. So, local councillor here, Ken O'Flynn, he actually raised it in the Doyle last week. So, just awaiting response from that. And I'm actually due to meet Ken O'Flynn himself this week. So I'm looking forward to that now, to see if he's got any correspondence in regards to it.
Okay.
Yeah. I also got in contact with Jackie Fox, the lady that actually brought in Coco's Law.
Yes, yeah.
So I just kind of wanted to see, could she point me in the right direction to get this moving? So I'm actually waiting correspondence from herself as well, you know.
Just when I have Joe Joyce is still with us, Kellyanne. Joe's from the Lochswillie RNLI, you know, as press officer. Joe, I know you're not specifically talking about the incident in Cork and the drowning of Luke Hyde, but is that something that you guys would support? I lost Joe. No, if Joe's line must have dropped there. So Kellyanne, you're waiting to get correspondence back. And I'm sure you'll keep us posted whenever you do just that.
Absolutely, yeah, I will, of course. I will, of course. Well, look, so I'm really moving on it now. I need to be heard, and I want some answers.
All right. Well, look, we're thinking of you all, Kellyanne and Luke Hyde's mum as well, and you can please pass on our condolences if you don't mind too. But thank you for joining us here on the programme today. That's Kellyanne Pyton there. Also as well, Joe Joyce from the Lochswillie RNLI. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.